Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joe D. We haven't heard from Joe D. It must be close to baseball season.
It is, Stevie boy.
What is that?
It is.
Huh? What?
It's very close to baseball season.
Yes, it is.
And the Mets are all geared up.
They certainly
locked on third place, Stevie.
This is Joe D's 2020 version of going below the epidermis and below the belt.
No, Stevie, I think the Mets got a good team this year.
Well, they do, but they're in a very tough division.
Oh, Stevie, they're in the National League East. I mean, you can't compare to Quebec.
Well, you know, yes, and we have, unfortunately, the Mets get to take on Baltimore and all of those tough teams, the Cheaters in Boston. And by the way, if you lose more than 55 games, I am going to be very shocked and surprised.
You know, you don't know this, Steve. We never discussed this, but did you know my father was a professional fighter?
He was a professional what?
Fighter.
No, I didn't know that.
He was. What you call it? He was the first American flyweight champion.
Oh, I did not. I'm serious. You've never told me that.
Well, I'm telling you now. What you call it? He went under the name of the Young Zulu Kid.
Well, what does that have to do with the Yankees?
Well, the Yankees this year are going to win the division going away.
Yes, but what does that? I'm glad to hear about your dad. That sounds like he was one very interesting gentleman. There's no question about that. But what? All of a sudden, we're talking about the Yankees, and you bring up your father.
Well, I was thinking about him the other day.
Okay, no, they're not, that's fine.
Now, and here's the other thing. The Yankees this year have Cole. The Yankees must win this year.
Well, there's no question. The question I have to you is how many games, let's start from scratch, without Paxton to start with, you know that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but you know what? You only really need him for serious October baseball. You're going to get by without him for at least half the season, correct?
Well, they're hoping Severino comes back.
He'll be fine.
And wins at least 15 games.
Who is going to take, will it be Jordan Montgomery? You don't want Sessa. You want Loaisiga. If anything, if those guys really are going to be on the team, you want them in the bullpen. You know, how about Jordan Montgomery?
I think he's going to do very well for the Yankees this year.
Okay, even though you didn't see him like for a lifetime.
No, well, last year he was out because he was injured.
Right.
But remember, he's a young pitcher, a young ball player. Mm. I think he's going to do very well for the Yankees this year.
Yeah. So how many games do you win the division by?
I think the Yankees are going to win the division this year by at least from 7 to 8 games.
Yeah, 7 or 8 games. All right, let me ask you this. Would you, and I'll get into this later because we have lots of calls, and I'm glad you're leading off. Usually you're like a number 3 or number 4 hitter, but tonight you're leading off and you come away with a bunt.
Well, tonight I'm Bobby Richardson.
I'm Bobby Richardson. And who was it that hit the liner to him in the 62 World Series?
The great Willie McCovey.
And don't you forget it.
Either did he.
What happened?
Either did McCovey.
No, never did.
And I'll give you a little antidote about that game.
Go ahead.
When McCovey hit that line drive to Richardson.
That's right.
Ralph Howe came out.
Correct.
And the hitter in back of McCovey was Cepeda.
Correct.
And what you called, he asked Terry, would you rather pitch to McCovey or would you rather pitch to Cepeda?
And remember, McCovey, a left-hander,
Yes.
And Terry, a right-hander with runners on second and third and two outs in the bottom of the ninth inning, 1-0 Yankees. And how'd they score that run, by the way?
Double play ball.
Tony Kubek hit into a double play and a run scored.
That's how it happened, but remember something.
And what inning did that happen?
The double play ball?
Yes.
I think that happened in the third inning.
Fifth inning.
Fifth inning? Okay.
I believe
Did you see the game?
What is it?
Did you see the game?
Did I? What again?
Did you see the game?
I was there.
Oh, you were there?
I was there.
Oh, you must have enjoyed leaving the ballpark.
I was there.
Well, there's one thing good about that game, Steve.
What was it?
Well, first of all, you had two of the greatest ball players that ever played a game play in the World Series.
And it meant everything for me to be there to see that.
Well, you must have had a good seat, Steve.
Yeah, between home and third. Between home and first.
Were you wearing your Giants hat?
No.
You weren't wearing your Giants hat?
We had no... I should drop. May God strike me down right here and right now. My father, who had gotten me the tickets, and my father was a Yankee fan because, as you know, he saw DiMaggio, Lazzari, Grissetti. They all were San Francisco Seals in the minor league AAA. He saw them all. And before the Giants came west, everybody out there were Yankee fans following all of those native Northern Californians who played for the San Francisco Seals, a AAA team.
Well, I'm going to give you an answer.
Well, everybody out there were Yankee fans. If I was to wear, this is true, if I were to wear a cap, for that game, if I had put any baseball cap in the house on my head to go to that game 7, it would have been a Yankee cap.
Why?
What is that?
Why?
Because my father was a Yankee fan.
But you are a Yankee hater.
Well, I'm not a Yankee. I don't hate. But I don't lose any sleep when they lose.
What the
hell? Now, Paulie is telling me I'm a Yankee hater. Do you think I'm a Yankee hater? I'm talking to you, Joe. I don't root for the Yankees.
Let's put it this way. When the Yankees lose, like you just said, you don't lose any sleep.
None at all.
Well, Steve, guess what?
What?
You're going to lose a lot of sleep this year. A lot of sleep, Steve.
But what I want to see, and I've said this since the first night I was on the air, I want to see a Subway Series, and then the Mets. I want to see them win and win
Steve,
big.
Steve, you don't want to see a Subway Series.
Yeah, I do.
No, Steve, you don't. Steve. Because
no, Jeter is retired.
Yeah, but
Tino Martinez is retired.
Have you heard
Jorge Posada, Scott Brosius. What?
Have you heard the name Torres?
Torres, he's going to be your shortstop.
Last year he had 35 homers.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised.
LeMayo last year hit .328.
Who?
LeMayo.
LeMayhew.
Yeah. Who would you rather have up at bat? LeMayo
Cano.
53 homers.
Oh, I would rather have Alonso. Are you serious?
No.
I thought you were going to say Cano.
Are you serious?
You meant to say DJ LeMay. You said LeMayo.
Well, LeMayo
is what you put on a sandwich. He doesn't. Mayo is not something.
LeMayo.
No, it's not LeMayo. LeMayo is what you put on a sandwich, like with turkey.
But you got to understand, Steve. I'm Italian. I pronounce it differently.
His name is not LeMayo.
Oh, it's like when you're going into an Italian delicatessen.
Yeah.
You ask for Genoa salami.
Yeah.
Provolone.
Yeah, but what is that?
But, spaghetti.
Yeah, but your second baseman is not named after a sandwich spread.
Steve, who would you rather have at bat?
Yes.
LeMayo?
Or?
Or the guy that rips off his shirt.
You mean Altuve?
No, you know who I mean.
You're talking about Alonso. I thought you were going to go to the buzzer.
Hey, Steve.
By the way, how about you should have the championship because you were playing against cheaters.
I'm going to tell you something right now. They should take that championship trophy away from Houston.
I thought you were going to say something else.
Answer your question. And Altuve said, they asked him, why didn't you take off your shirt? He said, well, I never thought of taking off my shirt.
How about, well, you know why?
Because there was a device underneath there.
Well, you think? Well, here's the thing, and we'll let Joe go. Joe is a lot of fun. LeMayo over there in second base, and he was named after a sandwich spread. You know, LeMayo, you sound like me, because that's how I pronounce names. Everybody has to help me. Paulie's taking a call, so I'll ask him later. Ryan is calling from Bronxville, New York. And Ryan, you're on the fan. What's happening?
Hey, Steve, that was a great phone call to follow. Thank you very much.
You don't mean that.
I'm 44, and I think I heard that story about the game you were at from Orlando Cepeda's point of view. I think it was a great story. Maybe you told us that.
It was, first of all, to see Mantle, to see Mays anyway, but to see Mantle and Maris. And Elston Howard was the catcher, and it was a terrific game. And I was just, I mean, what my father did to get me and my brother tickets to go to the game was extraordinary. He was a Yankee fan. He would have loved to have been there. Years and years and years later, I tried to pay my father back by getting him a ticket for two teams he didn't care about in a World Series game, and that was 1989. Against the Giants and the A's when they had the earthquake. And so the ticket that I got, I wanted to pay him back for what he had done so many years before. And then I got scared and worried that he was at the ballpark with the ballpark collapsing because of the earthquake, and he was leaving my mother home. And one of the few times he was leaving her late in her life, and he goes to the game because I made him go. And what I did to get him a ticket from here to go to the game there, and then they have an earthquake, and I ended up getting worried. But, no, I was at that game 7, and I know my dad really wanted to be there, but he was the best father and my hero, my role model, best father anyone could have. Not unusual that a son would talk that way about his dad, for sure, but what he did, and the only hat. The only baseball hat we ever had in the house at that time, for sure, was a Yankee cap.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.